Vi kan fortsätta med meddelande till Prabhupada Charan och Petra. Let's just put it straight. It's often, I mean, it's for all of us the same, easier to blame others for problems. You are the problem. Look at what you did. As you did there, Prabhupada Charan, when we spoke last time. But sometimes you just gotta step down and get humble. Pray to God for help. And when help comes, see that. Take that, appreciate that. One thing we old timer Krishna devotees sometimes unfortunately learned was a kind of an arrogance against others, those who are not members of a fine group, those who are karmis, those who are fringes, those who are fallen, the others, and we are the best. Well, for me, at least, Krishna has taught me you have to give up that pride. And that includes giving up blaming the others, especially for your own problems. So again, the reason I'm writing this is to simply help you with whatever little advice I can give. And it's of course up to you if you want to take it or leave it. But you know, when you run into the same problem over and over and over again, year after year after year. It may be a reason to question that maybe it isn't the other's fault. And I am now, which I felt I had to do, which is why I asked for a private talk with Prabhupada Charan. I'm talking to you now because you refused to listen then. I had something to say to you. Which I thought you needed to hear, but rather you interrupted and accused me even in an aggressive way. And I think this illustrates what I wanted to say and convey. So I try here again. Maybe Bhaktanidhi has already done it, but still. Sometimes we need to hear from different sides. And I have kept hearing Bhakti Mikaela being accused for causing the problems you have. But you are her husband. A husband should protect, take care of his wife. But if you try doing that by attacking and accusing others, some of whom are trying to help you, thinking that you do that to defend her, then all you do is what you did this time too. Getting thrown out. And this is my advice to you. The best thing for you to do as a husband in that situation is to help your wife to understand how to deal in different social situations, which it seems to me that she has learned, although I don't know you too well enough to say, but I heard from Bhaktanidhi and others. Even Tapas said, that she seems much more balanced now. And I say, in spite of the circumstances, but then another important way for her husband to help her and protect her would be to help others who you have to deal with, landlords and whoever, government people. To understand why she behaves the way she does, and to mitigate or dissolve problems and disturbances caused by that. By acting a bit like a diplomat. Yes, there was this situation. It's not proper. I understand you. It's because of this and this and this. Now you understand why. Maybe you and I can help each other to make it work. But if you are, when you get challenged, like I did with you, because I felt we needed a serious talk. If you then attack and get aggressive, thinking that in that way you defend her, your wife, then you are the cause of the problems, of being thrown out, of being unsuccessful in finding any stable situation, financially, domestically. Second, and now I am straight here. You need to hear this and listen and see your own part of this with clear sight. If you want to function in the Swedish society, have any chance of getting a job, of establishing yourself, you need to learn Swedish. That's the first thing one does. The Swedish government, they offer such education for immigrants. And when you play it their way, by their rules, which they necessarily must have, they do help. It's in the Swedish system, they do help you on the way to get established in a normal Swedish life. But it seems to me that you have chosen to live and continue living the way we Hare Krishna monks learn to live. Worshipping our deities and chanting our rounds and reading our books and nothing more. I can't say what you're doing more. I can only say, and I spoke to others about it, what you obviously haven't done, and which I dare to say now, so please hear it. A husband should take as his holy responsibility towards his wife. I should get a job, I should get some income. I should get out there. Provide for my wife. And she wants a child. Which women generally want, and which a husband should see also as his responsibility to provide, to help. That's what marriage is about. You say that you have problems with your body and this and that, but still you're running around busy all the time. There are plenty of Russian and South American and all different nations companies doing all kinds of jobs. You have Indian guys driving around delivering food on their mopeds. You have construction companies who basically employ anyone who's from their nation, speaking their language, outside of the Swedish system. There are opportunities, there are possibilities, and if you try, Krishna will help. I am myself a living example of this. All I did was just trying. Not giving up, but trying to do my duty as a husband. And I failed in so many ways, and you can criticize me for that. It's easy to do. But at one point, especially if you run into the same problem over and over and over again, which now is causing so much discomfort and suffering for your wife, that she threatens to leave you, then it's time to wake up. It's time to do something. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. But you preferred to pick a little conversation we had months ago. Where I was talking mainly in a group of men. For something I said wrong, or shouldn't have said, and turning the whole thing to that aggressively, then what can you expect? And you can choose now to stick to that. No, it was your fault. You are at fault, Priyarata. You should apologize. You can stick to that position, but you see where it leads. And had that been a one-time incident with just me, then, well, but please see, it's a pattern, it's a recurring situation. But you can't just explain away, rationalize in your mind by that little, it's his fault. Solution. Because you have a problem. And you don't solve that problem in that way. It will remain. Now, what I hear from devotees that I speak to about you too, they say it's their karma. But what does that mean? It means that you do something in the wrong way, and you have to learn to do it right. Karma simply means actions. To just accept, oh, we did something in the past, so this is what we have to endure. It may be true, but then you look at what actions were wrong and you'd start doing it right. And until you do that, you're going to experience the same thing over and over again. So yes, I've been thinking about this lately and discussing with others. And my humble not necessarily true, but still, analysis is this. The problem may be that others, whether landlords or temple authorities, they see her, they see your wife, they see Michaela as a problem. And someone said that, well, her husband is like a nurse for her or something. But a husband has to be a husband. And she, if anyone, more than others, I would say, and this is my humble opinion, needs a husband who can provide. An income and a home. And especially someone like her will, of course, become especially unbalanced if she doesn't have a home or an income. And her husband doesn't do his part. So I understand why she comes to this desperate situation of looking for another husband, looking for a home, a stable situation, which of course is what happened here and led to this unfortunate situation, because it ain't me. I told you that, both of you, that before. She can see him as some well-wishing uncle or whatever, but I'm almost 70 years old. I have basically chosen that choice process is what I've been going through with my own significant challenge. During this spring, which had nothing to do with you two. I already apologized then. If it seemed otherwise, but the reason why I couldn't have you here anymore was not (clears throat) because Michaela approached me as some possible replacement for you. But it was because you didn't react at all, as if that was unacceptable. In fact, just acting as if everything was just normal. Not even wanting to talk to me about it. But then when you had to, accusing me. Now, whether that is just the old trick in the book. Of wanting to get out of a relationship. Without being accused of leaving your wife, I rather having someone else run off with her. I can then take the blame. While you can remain a pure Brahmana, I don't know, but you have to see that your activities here can raise that suspicion. And if you can't talk about that with me, then that makes my suspicion grow, and therefore I had to ask you to leave. Because I don't deserve to end up in that position. As the man who took your wife away from you, so I had to say stop. And I had to say stop to Michaela too. Yes. You're a nice devoted lady, and I wanted to be friends with you. As I am with other devoted ladies who are wives of my friends. And I said clearly that if you want to be my friend, it would be more in the service of Krishna and as an uncle type. So then, in spite of that, approach me straight out, saying that you want to divorce your husband. And have a relationship with me instead. But then even in the end adding, I want to have a sexual relationship with you. And then in a situation where it's obvious that, or at least seems so, that what you want is desperately a home and a stable situation. And for that purpose, will take and do anything. Even marrying a 70-year-old guy offering him sex in return. I don't know what's going on in your heart. But you have to understand that this is how it appears. And that it is respectless and even selfish. To make such a move. When he has already made it clear that he's not interested in that. But still, put himself in a sensitive situation by allowing the both of you to stay in his home for a month. Which was only supposed to have been one night on your way to your father's place. So, with this I just want to conclude, and that's the reason I'm writing this, that you need to learn from this. And I think and hope that Bhakti Nidhi also have emphasized that now, because that's how he spoke to me. They have to learn from this. So please, the both of you, discuss what I write here and what he says. And try to see us as well-wishers who try to help you. I had to defend you. against most devotees, it seems, both in Radha Kund and Andik and here in Brahma Kund. Arguing that you are devotees and we should help each other, we devotees. But you also have to see how you need to learn to behave towards others. And that responsibility, I say now, rests on both of you, especially the husband, and especially in this case, where the wife needs his protection. So, I sincerely wish you good luck. Best we stay away from each other for the time being. And to Michaela, what I suggested to you about writing your story, just from the heart, the way you want to write it, if you want to, and well, making little drawings to it is a nice idea too, if you like that. And it may be a nice thing for you to do, therapeutic, but putting one's artistic spirit into use can be very satisfying. And maybe. It will result in something that could be used in the future. That's just an idea I threw out, not something you do for me, but for you. As far as I'm concerned, I'm more and more returning to the saffron world again, which I think I belong to and always felt more comfortable in any way. So thank you both for your association, and Hare Krishna.